Hello, this is Peter Stewart. Hello, this is Peter Stewart. Hello, this is Peter Stewart. Bit of an echo there. That's what we're talking about today. Another mic markup solved on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. So, echoes. Yesterday we were talking about distortion. Tomorrow it's hiss or static. Today, echo. It's not quite the same echo as you get when talking in a tunnel or a cave where your sound comes back a split second later, but it's the same principle. It's the sound of a voice which is reflected off rather than absorbed by the environment in which you're making the recording, which kind of colours the voice, makes it sound thin. Great if you want to paint a picture of being in a huge empty warehouse, but less good if you're not. In fact, that's a good point. The larger and emptier a room, the greater the problem may be. A good pre-recording check, we looked at this a couple of weeks back, is to clap your hands once and hear what sound you hear. But remember, the mic will pick up noise in a different way from how your ears will. It's because your brain will help compensate for some of the potential distortion. A smaller room, one with carpets, curtains, lots of different edges to break up the sound waves as they move around the room, will reduce the echo effect because the waves won't return to the mic at the same time. And you may remember we looked at this back in episode 513, but just repeating it here as part of this new section where we're trying to sort out your microphone problems. And we continue tomorrow with another mic muck-up solved. And that's hiss and sibilance as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.